I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And the happiest happy hour, Dom, is the night before the party. Because the night after, you got a big pounder and probably got to clean up a mess. And the day of, you know, you're in the party. You're in the woods. Can't see the party in forest. But the day before, when it's just the anticipation of a rager, that is the best day, I think. And today is Jade Monkey Eve. Come join us on the deck at the Jade Monkey doing a live broadcast tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock. Admission, nothing except a good time. And we're going to be joined by John Nichols in the 4 o'clock hour, Joe Parisi, the county executive, Dean County, in the 5 o'clock hour. And all of you, if you can hear my voice, come on down. The funkiest of all the finer of Hawks neighborhood bars, the Funky Monkey, the Jade Monkey. And Don, before we get to the phones, we're talking about the racial targeting of these victims in Buffalo. And the inspiration, perhaps, is Republicans. I mean, it's part of their party. They moved it from the fringe to the main line. And I found it interesting. I found this little story over at the Raw story about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's the one that went and spoke to the white nationalist, you know, and didn't even get any slap on the wrist from Kevin McCarthy, you know.
No, totally fine.
We talked about it, and what's the punishment? Nothing. You know, nothing. That's not the kind of stuff we punish. Well, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, blamed the media this week because she said people believe that she is angry or crazy or unintelligent. They created me as someone to not be liked, Greene told a conservative podcast host, Lisa Booth.
I mean, maybe work on your personality a bit. I mean, maybe some of that's you.
They make me out as if I'm angry or crazy or basically just unintelligent, which you know was completely unfair. But they say give them all the isms, you know, is like the racist, the homophobic, you know, anti-Semitic. Maybe that's the Jewish space laser she reportedly referenced prior, Marge. They put all those labels on me, and none of them are true. That's pretty frustrating. So I think people get the wrong idea about me, she added. Now, Dom, during the interview, Greene also complained about arming Ukraine while American mothers are not able to find baby formula.
I mean, it just... Listen, regardless of what any politician says, be it a Republican or a Democrat or any flavor or color you're down with, it's not what they say. Hell, they can apply this to people as well. It's what they do. You could say you're not anti-Semitic, but if you claim that there's Jewish space lasers starting fires in California for some nefarious purpose, you know, one might think that perhaps you're being a little anti-Semitic. I'm just suggesting maybe if you didn't say those kinds of things, it would not be interpreted as such.
Well,
one
here's
of our attorneys is a Jew.
Now, that's not technically Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's Roy Moore's wife, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Roy
Kayla Moore. Moore.
Yeah, that Kayla Moore, that's explaining why they're not anti-Semitic.
Or transphobic. Something about the
transgisters.
Here is
transgister.
You're good, Brian. Here is what Marjorie Taylor Greene reportedly said. Our government, it's not the same government. It's a regime. They're communist. They're waging a war against America, Greene opined. Anyone that went inside the Capitol on January 6th, whether they just walked around or they fought with police officers or they broke their way in, no matter what level they were on, they have become political targets. They've been arrested. They're being prosecuted.
What?
I don't know why she thinks anyone finds her unintelligent or
or crazy.
She slammed Nina Jankovic. She's the one that's going to head up Joe Biden's disinformation board. As she slammed Nina Jankovic, who has been selected to lead the Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Board, here's what she said. The Ministry of Truth is absolutely absurd, and that woman, we have a lot to say about her. You know, but you don't like it when people say stuff about you, Marjorie. The very idea that they can make her the decision maker of what's true and what isn't true, and she's just clearly a far-left woman who seems miserable in her own right. Miserable, I tell you. And I just feel sorry for her child who have that kind of mother. I mean, I've seen your toes. I can't imagine what your children must have inherited down the gene pool and the DNA, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but she can do some CrossFit pull-ups pretty good, though. So, again, and you can
just
Google.
She proves that evolution's just a theory, at least in the Green family.
You know, if you're speaking on a white...
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
Well, that's Becky Clayfish, but go
if
ahead.
If you, as Marjorie Taylor Greene, no, was that, Brian, was that actually Marjorie Taylor Greene who said
Marjorie
that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. My bad. Sorry to interrupt you, Dom.
Play it one more time, please, Brian.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
And then she talks about the Jewish space laser, as we mentioned. And then, of course, we also mentioned she spoke at a white nationalist forum rally. Whatever you want to call it. I mean, those are things that, you know, you wouldn't do if you weren't, you know, racist or anti-Semitic. You know, those are behaviors that one engages in if you are perhaps one of those things. So if you're going to do it, then take the heat, man. Take the heat. I'm a crazy-ass, racist, four-toed troll from Georgia. And if you don't like it, too bad for you. Okay, at least you're honest and straightforward. That's the most honest and straightforward thing she could ever possibly say. But it's not that. Don't complain about being called what you are when you engage in it. Dom, you're just a short pot smoking, think you know it all on the radio. Yeah? Okay, what's the ism for that?
Dom, apparently when she went to that white nationalist conference, she was a little confused because, you know, they left her this embroidered pillowcase, said KKK on it, and then she realized, well, it must be for her because they put her initials, Crazy Cracker Karen, on there.
Oh,
crazy with the
no.
K. Kind of like she's classy with the K, Dom.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know there's, it's just, you know, Google search. I'm thinking, what? I know she said some crazy crap before, so I just wanted to find one just for the record. Business Insider. Just the headline. We won't get into it. Marjorie Taylor Greene used the racial slur to hype diversity at the MAGA movement, describing some as yellow people.
KKK. That's not good.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Crazy. Crazy for being so margy. Crazy for saying so much stupid too. She's just nuts. I mean, and it just the whole craziness that has overtaken the party is just ridiculous. That, I mean, we need more guns, for God's sakes. And I'm somebody who has more than a few. And, I mean, I don't feel the need to be carrying some kind of replacement for my manhood around and threatening people with it. I mean, that it is just, I don't know. I mean, that for the sake, maybe they do need to look at, they have to do background checks, because this kid, that kid shouldn't have passed a background check because he had made threats at the school apparently he was at, and they just kind of poo-pooed it. I mean,
they did. Yeah, they did. He made threats at the school prior to what his graduation. They held him actually overnight, maybe a day and a half. They held the kid, and apparently the laws that you know, that some of the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin say are totally fine, perhaps are different in New York. The law is that, well, I mean, he can get it. He passed the background check. Apparently the gun shop owner, you know, felt bad, but if he passed, he passed. And if that's the law, that's the law. And then maybe we should do something, I don't know, just around the edges to maybe think that if you add something to the legislation that says if you've been, you know, held overnight in the last 12 months, you can't, you know, get a gun. You know, something like that. But
I'm angry now.
I want my gun now. Wow.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm just a little offended by Mark's call, and I appreciate Mark listening. But you leave the singing to me and Betsy around here, Mark. And also, the test for, you know, worthiness, you know, to possess or brandish a firearm, a weapon, if you will, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it should be penis size. For those with shrinkage, no guns.
They're extra angry? Is that what it is?
I suspect they might be. I don't know. Are you?
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome. Happy, happy hour, Dick.
Hey,
what
Dick.
What do you got today?
Well, guys, I can totally believe she doesn't believe in, you know, evolution. I mean, she's somewhere stuck between Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal. I don't know which was how that all went anymore. I forgot. It's been so long, but she's somewhere in there.
Even those terms, man, it's according to someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's just all God's plan. I mean, the Earth is 6,000 years old. So any thought of any, you know, being or, you know, conscious being existing prior to then, well, that was just God putting bones in the ground, right? 6,000 years old.
Yeah. I thought she was actually describing herself quite well. But anyway, tomorrow is going to be quite interesting, too, in Pennsylvania. We got a crazy
election
doctor.
Day.
Yeah, a crazy doctor, a crazy hedge fund manager, and a crazy insurrectionist. What could go wrong there? You know, a friend of mine said yesterday when we were talking, and I agree with him. I hope the Republican Party starts putting up the most crazy, crazy people, and that's how they'll go away this fall. Because, you know, all three of these people are certifiable, in my opinion. But, you know, my God, this woman that just got herself involved in this thing.
You mean the Trump-endorsed candidate?
Yeah.
Barnett, yeah. I believe her name.
No, I thought Trump was behind Oz.
Yeah, I thought Trump was not behind. He was trying to tell people not to vote for that person.
Hmm.
No. He's even stumped with Oz.
With Oz, yes, yeah, but not so, the Burnett person that the Curtis referring to.
No. So it's kind of an odd situation. But, you know, he'll clearly say, whoever wins, that's who I back. It won't matter what he said a week ago. But it's going to be really interesting, in my opinion, tomorrow to watch this play out. I mean, I just don't get it. Why not go for the craziest?
What do you think about Dick, what do you think about the news that Fetterman, the probable nominee of the Democratic Party, the current lieutenant governor, the mountain of a man, mm-hmm. he's like 6'8", he's got the bald head, and he had a stroke on Friday. Now, apparently it was a very mild stroke. I've already seen video of him post-stroke. He and his wife, mm-hmm. you know, sort of addressing their prospective constituents. But... man, I haven't heard news that bad since Bernie had a heart attack during the primaries.
No, me either. And it's very unfortunate, you know, 24 hours before you go to the polls. Who knows what's going to happen? But this Barrett, she's crazier than an outhouse rat. All three of them are. And I say bring on the craziest of the crazy in all of these races. And I think that the Democrats can make some hay this fall.
Oh my God! What, Dick? Thanks for the call, man. I mean, I don't. Yeah, probably that's the case. I mean, if that's what it takes to motivate their base and the Republicans, and you know, get the QAnons out and the megas, the super megas out. I mean, I guess, and I hope you're right, man. I hope it turns their independence off, and I hope it motivates the hell out of the Democrats and the progressives who are just aghast at what is going on with this other political party.
You know what motivates Democrats? A party at the Jade Monkey with the Devil's Advocates, baby. Tomorrow's the big party. This show ain't done yet. Come back with us. More Devils. More of your phone calls. 844-96-PARTY.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
Yes, you're very smart. Shut up.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Listen to him, man. He's just crazy enough to do it.
Transistor troops in our bathroom.
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
Right now, we all feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone, the isolation can be overwhelming. Connect with an older loved one and have the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi folks, this is Kirk Bankstad at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice hard seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice hard seltzer.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
It's okay to have questions. Now, get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so that you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy, happy hour to us all. Join us for the last segment of the day at 844-967-2789.
And literally, you can join us for the soiree tomorrow at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, 217 Cottage Grove Road. Looking forward to a couple of fine guests already confirmed. We got John Nichols in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got Dane County Executive Joe Parisi in the 5 o'clock hour. And Dob, you're coming down early. 4 o'clock, you'll be on the air with me. So the happier, happy hour, it's going to start early. The happy hour starts at Hawk's Finer Neighborhood Bars at 4 anyways. So, you know, we're doing nothing but happy hours tomorrow. They're all happy.
All hours tomorrow are going to be happy. That's the rule.
And then the first rager of the summer to follow, you know, we're going to have a good time. You're going to be there. I guarantee a good time. If you don't have a good time, Dom will personally do a little song and dance for you. He will show you a good time. And if that doesn't work, take him out to the Kumbaya circle in the back, and they'll be having a good time.
We'll hang out by the fire pit, you know what I mean?
Wisco Paul, welcome back, man. Hope you're at the party tomorrow, Paul.
Hey, Paulie.
Yeah, good afternoon, Devils. Yeah, partying with you guys is always cool, especially the Jade Monkey. I've been there twice. It's totally cool. Hey, I just want to mention, you know, when you think it can't get any worse with guns and shootings, it does. Yeah. It gets worse. And the Republican ant, well, they really don't
thoughts
have
thoughts and
answer,
prayers, Paul. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, there you go.
Loony people, and, you know, somewhere someone should do something about mental health, but it's not an appropriate time to talk about gun regulation.
Well, it sounds to me like the Republicans' answer is more guns. Everybody needs a gun. I mean, this is, I don't know. Hey, if the Republican Party, well, I don't understand the whole thing anymore. I mean, especially the gun thing. You've reached a point where, well, maybe I'm getting a little carried away, but I don't know if you're safe even go to the grocery store and stuff. I mean, Jesus, you got, I don't know.
Yes. Paul, are you perpetrating drug crime? I'm going to put you down for a no on this one, Paul. If you are, don't tell me on the radio, okay? It's not good for you.
What's the point?
I'm going to put you down for I'm not perpetrating drug crime. You're probably not part of a street gang. You're not fighting any turf wars. So, Paul, the greatest likelihood that you would ever be a victim of gun violence is from Mrs. Wisco, man. Domestic violence. Don't cross that lady. She'll shoot your ass. So other than the highly unlikely scenario where Mrs. Wisco Paul shoots Wisco Paul, you know, you could be safe going to the store.
Well, I mean, safe going anywhere. But there's lots of highly unlikely scenarios, and that doesn't mean we don't react as a society to them. I mean, look what happened after 9/11. It's highly unlikely, right? All of a sudden, next thing you know, everyone's taking their shoes off for years.
No,
highly unlikely.
Well, the shoe bomber guy, that not only was that unlikely, it was implausible. But 9/11, we were forewarned that 9/11 was coming. We've been forewarned for years that these mass shootings are coming, because every mass shooting is a warning that the next mass shooting's coming. And every time Republicans react with thoughts and prayers and not a whole hell of a lot of action.
You see the contrary reaction versus, you know, 9/11, huge reaction. Mass shootings, zero reaction.
Well, if it was,
you know what I'm saying?
A Muslim targeting white people mass shooting, or even a black man targeting, let's say, 11 white guys, you know, you might see immediate change in the gun reform laws, at least on a state level. I bet you Buffalo would be looking at it.
Oh, the back in the day, the Black Panthers armed themselves, and next thing you knew, there were all sorts of gun laws on the books.
844-967-2789. CJ, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, CJ, give us the Durham Sussman update, man. What happened today?
It's a beautiful thing, gentlemen. Justice. That's something that's going to be done. And, you know, what's really crazy is that the Hunter Biden administration nominates this Nina Jankowicz, who spread more rumors than anybody. And Mayorkas is like...
Actually, Trump lied more than anybody, CJ.
Dude, you're on your fourth topic, and you've only been on the phone for like 18 seconds.
No, dude, come on, man. Come on. Let's talk about Sussman. Today's the day, right? Sussman, this is what you're waiting for. Justice. Did you see any headlines? What do you know about the Durham Sussman trial today?
Well, it wasn't leaked yet, but John Durham is going to do us justice, and this Nina Jankowicz, what a joke.
All right, man. Well, there is actually reporting on it. They did go today. They did pick a jury today, and this is going on right now. So there's nothing to be leaked, man. This is a trial. You can go find it if you do an internet search. And I appreciate you want to bring up, you know, all four or five things you saw at the top of the FoxNews.com website, but I just don't have the patience for it today, CJ. Try tomorrow when we're maybe a little more festive mood.
And tired, and he wants to go home.
Right. I'm not a fan of the mass shooting, terrorist, racist, murderer shows. Those are a little tough on me, CJ. So forgive me if I can't put up with your BS as much as I normally do. Try again tomorrow.
844-967-2789. For a change, CJ, I didn't even crap on you. Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
Did I just hear C-minus on the last call?
Yeah, that's Clay.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you expect from a Nazi sympathizer? Okay, which is what every Republican voter is at this point. You're a racist, you're a fascist, you're a Nazi sympathizer. You know what they called the German people that didn't, you know, stand up against Hitler? Sympathizers, which is what we have in the entire Republican Party from top to bottom. It's rotten to the core, and I'm ready for this battle these guys think they're going to win.
The mega sympathizers. Pizza Box Mike, that is spot on, man.
Hey, man, did I see you messing with the turtle today? Did you get bit by a snapper?
No, that was a back claw. Just one nail did that. She was a big one, about 20, 25 pounds. But I couldn't believe she didn't turn around and try and bite me, so that's why I picked her up.
Why are you...
Usually they turn around.
Why are you endeavoring to pick up 25-pound snapping turtles that could snap you off at the wrist?
Well, because, you know, it was, 2 feet into the road, and all those MAGA sympathizers like to run over them with their MAGA trucks. So I stopped it, blocked traffic, snuck around behind, picked her up, withstood that claw.
How do you know it was a her? How do you know it was a her?
Yeah, they're out laying eggs, brother. the boys don't lick, and they hardly ever move like that. And she was covered in dirt, so I'm hoping she already laid her eggs, and I got her back to where she was going.
Ah, nice work, Pizza Box, man. I love that kind of story.
And
thanks,
Pizza
dude.
Box, you know, per your namesake, did you offer the turtle some of your pizza? Sort of.
No, I she wasn't real happy with me, but hey, you know what? I think I'll show up tomorrow. I'm in Iowa watching my nephew do a music production tonight with my mom, and then I'm going to go to the J Monkey, man.
Man, everybody should. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates, the Paul Revere Show. It's back on the air. Well, it's been back on, but Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show. Then tune in for Rick Smith, live coverage from Pennsylvania. Tomorrow's election day in Pennsylvania, and it's party day at the Jade Monkey.
So good. Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Everybody's doing it.